Shock and terror as police opened fire against unarmed protesters in Rambutan, Sri Lanka. The protesters had blocked a rail track hours after the government raised fuel prices by more than 130% on Tuesday. 24 people were injured, including 8 policemen. Many of them bleeding heavily were taken to the hospital. In an audio statement, police spokesman Nihal Taldua blamed protesters for the violence.
They were warned repeatedly to disperse, but protesters did not listen. They tried to set fire to a tanker, burnt a three-wheeler taxi and damaged property. Police used tear gas to break up the crowd, at which point the crowd responded by throwing stones. In order to control the situation, the police opened fire.
Police say they used minimum force to stop the group from trying to set fire to an oil tanker full of fuel. But rights activists have expressed skepticism at this explanation. They say there is no justification for using live ammunition against protesters. Similar protests were organized across the country as protesters barricaded access roads against the worsening economic conditions. President Gotabaya Rajapaksa is facing increasing demands to step down in a campaign called Gota Go Home, which has seen thousands of protesters surround his office for more than a week. He's refused to quit, but appointed a new cabinet on Monday. But that doesn't seem to have worked. Senior doctors joined colleagues outside the largest children's hospital to protest against shortages of medicine and other medical supplies. Depleted foreign reserves means the government has no money to buy basic medical requirements.
We have a severe shortage of shoot material right now. So we have to curtail some surgeries. So we have to keep whatever the available suture material only for emergency. Just an example. List is very long.
Thousands of people joined a protest march organized by the National People's Power Coalition that reached Colombo from Berula in the south.
Things are getting worse day by day and it's affecting the kitchen and we can't face it any longer.
Opposition parties say they are working on a no-confidence motion against the government and considering introducing a constitutional amendment seeking to reduce the powers of the executive presidency. Protesters say they won't be fooled by quick fixes. Binay Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.